So in this past time, Lord Nityananda visits Gadadhar Pandit, and he brings some rice and some cloth for Gopinath. And then Gadadhar Pandit, cooks prasad. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and says, you know, you're having a feast. Why didn't you invite me? We're not quarreling. And he said, anyway, even if you didn't invite me, I'm staying. And then and they take prasad together, but it includes deity worship, cooking, Gornitai, Gadadhar Pandit. Just seemed like a good combination for the occasion. I have chosen this pastime, or maybe I should say I was inspired by thoughts of this pastime during the beautiful kirtan, because it includes many elements that are appropriate for this occasion and for you. It includes... I could try speaking louder. It includes deity worship, and today is the anniversary of your worshipping of your Gornitai deities. It includes cooking, which is one of your activities, one of the activities of deity worship. It includes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, which is appropriate because the deities are of Gornitai. And it also includes Gadadhar Pandit, which is appropriate because it's Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day. And it includes other items that you will recognize, but which I will not enumerate right now. So, once Lord Nityananda came.
Because you mentioned cooking, I have your halal on the stove.
Okay. Once Lord Nityananda came from Gaudadesh to Jagannath Puri to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his associates. After taking darshan of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. As soon as Lord Nityananda saw Jagannath, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and began to roll on the ground. Repeatedly, he forcefully fell on the ground. Even 100 people could not control him. Seeing Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, Subhadra, and Sudarshan Chakra, Nityananda Prabhu began to weep. Knowing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, the Brahmin priest offered the flower garlands from Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra to Nityananda. Earlier, when Nityananda Prabhu went, the priests and other staff of the temple didn't know him. So when he came, he got up on the altar and started to embrace Lord Balaram. And the sentries in the temple, he's like a very, very strong man, very powerful. He tried to pull Nityananda down because it seemed completely offensive that someone was climbing up on the altar. And Nityananda Prabhu just, it's like he just bounced off of him. It's like he had no effect. And he went back to try to pull him down, and the same thing kept happening. And then he would think, like, who is this person who's so strong? You know, no one can defy me. And then, being touched by Nityananda Prabhu, he started to experience transcendental ecstasy, and then he had a glimpse of, like, Nityananda Prabhu's glories. And then after that, he and the others, they all understood, you know, that Nityananda Prabhu was not an ordinary human being. So, knowing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, the Brahmin priest offered the flower garlands from Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra to Nityananda. When the servants of Lord Jagannath saw Nityananda, they became extremely joyful. Those who did not know Lord Nityananda asked others who he was. Everyone replied that he was the brother of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda's swarup also embraced everyone, drenching them with his tears. After taking darshan of Lord Jagannath with great bliss, Lord Nityananda went to see Garadhar Pandit at Sri Tota Gopinath Temple. Garadhar and Nityananda loved each other very much. There, seeing the exquisite threefold bending form of Sri Tota Gopinath, Nityananda cried incessant tears of joy. Hearing of Nitai's arrival, Gadadhar Pandit immediately stopped reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and hurried to welcome the Lord. This was another feature of Gadadhar Pandit. He was very learned, and he loved to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear him recite Srimad Bhagavatam, and he heard the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj hundreds of times, the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj hundreds of times. So whenever Gadadhar Pandit had time, he would read Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing of Nitai's arrival, Gadadhar Pandit immediately stopped reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and hurried to welcome the Lord. Nitai and Gadadhar embraced firmly, bathed in each other's tears, offered obeisances, and profusely praised each other. Oblivious to their own bodies and the external environment, they floated in the ocean of spiritual happiness. No one had ever seen such expressions of love and affection. Lord Nityananda had brought with him 30 kilograms of the best quality rice from Bengal for offering to Sri Tota Gopinath. He also brought brightly colored fine cloth for a deity outfit. Presenting these items to Gadadhar Pandit, Lord Nityananda said, "Here is some fine cloth and first-class rice for Gopinath's seva." Gadadhar replied gratefully, "Nitai, I have never seen such superb rice. My Lord, did you carefully bring this rice all the way from Vaikuntha for Gopinath? Sri Lakshmi Devi herself should cook this rice, which will then be offered to Gopinath and then to his devotees." Gadadhar Pandit then wrapped the beautiful cloth attractively around Lord Gopinath. Then he started to cook. He picked up some wild spinach from the garden and prepared some item from that. He also picked up some soft tamarind leaves. There was no salt at the temple at this time. Sri Gadadhar Pandit brought the salty sea water and mixed it and cooked a preparation. After finishing cooking, Gadadhar Pandit offered the rice and other delectable dishes for Lord Tota Gopinath's boga offering. Suddenly, at that time, Lord Gaurachandra arrived. While chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Lord entered inside, calling, "Gadadhar! Gadadhar!" Immediately, Gadadhar came to worship the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga with great respect. Lord Gauranga was smiling and said, "Gadadhar, why have I not been invited? I am not different from both of you. Even if you do not invite me, still I have come to take prasad by asking it from you. Lord Nityananda has brought the rice. You have cooked it and offered it to Lord Gopinath, and I must have my share of this prasad." Hearing the merciful words of Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar and Nityananda floated in an ocean of bliss. With great happiness, Gadadhar brought the remnants of Gopinath's Mahaprasad to Gaurasundar. The whole garden filled with the sweet aroma of the rice prasad. Gaurachandra offered prayers to the Mahaprasad and glorified the rice again and again. Mahaprabhu said, "Divide this Mahaprasad into three portions, and we all three will eat together." The Lord sat in the middle, and Nityananda and Gadadhar sat on both sides of the Lord to honor the Mahaprasad. The Lord was glorifying the rice and vegetables. Mahaprabhu said, "This rice gives Krishna bhakti simply by its sweet smell. Whoever will smell the scent of this rice will get Krishna bhakti. There is no doubt about it." Gadadhar, what kind of attractive cooking have you done? I have never eaten such nice spinach. Gadadhar, what wonderful cooking do you know? You have cooked such a nice preparation just from tamarind leaves. Now I understand that you must be cooking in Vaikuntha. Why are you hiding your identity? In this way, all three of them enjoyed Mahaprasad with great fun and ecstasy while joking with each other. After they finished their prasad, other devotees took their remnants. This might be a little bit abridged, because as I recall, it described that the other devotees pounced on their remnants. Whoever hears or reads this pastime of taking prasad with devotion and blissful mood will attain Krishna bhakti and the lotus feet of Lord Gopinath. Of this there is no doubt. Hare Krishna.
That was brilliant editing, by the way. full of mistakes and full of just excessive wording and wrong tense. And you just read it, but it's like you read a different manuscript. It was really good.
Well, it's partly due to Kalachanji's Buddhist association as an editor. Yeah. Hare Krishna.